Wow, ladies and gentlemen, James Henry here, and excited to bring to you this podcast. I haven't done a podcast in probably, over a year now. But I wanted to bring this podcast. I actually just finished, I didn't finish reading it. I actually just stopped reading Og Mandino's The Greatest Salesman, the book on the greatest salesman of the world, and just an incredible book. If you haven't read it, you need to start reading it. It's a great story, inspiring story. I'm actually down to chapter number 9, I believe, and but an incredible story, incredible, very, very incredible. I wanted to bring this podcast because I wanted to talk to you guys about what we'll be doing. We're going to start bringing out some podcasts. I want to do some podcasts. I want to do some videos. I'm going to start writing more books. I wrote one. It's on Amazon. Not a bestseller yet. But we'll be bringing out more and more stuff as the time comes. I want to put more content out. I want to put more on my blog, more podcasts, some stuff on training, some stuff on, showing you some of the things I've learned. And as I'm learning, I'm still, when you learn things, you're a student of life. You're basically a lifelong student. If you stop learning, you basically start to die. Okay. So you should never stop learning. You should always start, you should always read something. You should always listen to great content podcasts. Some of my mentors are Robert Hollis, Grant Cardone, Ray Higdon, Randy Gage, Brian Crothers. A lot of people that are doing what it takes to be a success even today. People call those who have been successful have-beens, right? Well, the people that I listen to aren't the people that have been successful. They are successful. They are doing what it takes today, yesterday, last year, and tomorrow. And they're still doing it, and they're going to do it. And most of them have said they're going to do it until the day they die. My pastor, Dr. Jack Hiles, that's one of the things he said in February of 2001. He passed away, and he said this. He said, the day I retire is the day I die. The day I retire is the day God takes me off this earth. And that's the day he retired. And a lot of the mentors that I have, they the exact same words. The day that I retire is the day that I stop breathing. The day that God takes me off this earth. The day that I no longer exist, but in memory. Because Dr. Jack Hiles, he's in memory. We're still talking about him. We're still showing people about them. We're still, the fact of the matter is what you want to understand is that you've got to learn from people who are doing what it takes to be a success and are continuing to do what they're teaching people to do. And those are the people that I listen to, and those are the things that I'm going to bring to you. Book recommendations. Maybe I'll, read a book on here. I don't know. But one of the things I want to do is I want to give to you the ability to be able to have, certain things. I'm going to do this, in different days. I might even set a schedule. I don't know yet. On these podcasts, I've got a schedule on some other things. I do coding. And I'm a web programmer. I program websites and stuff. I have clients I'm working with right now. I might set a schedule to do this, but I will be bringing this on. These podcasts will be recorded. If they give us the ability. I don't remember if we could. I think we could download these. I'll put them on SoundCloud and my other audio sites as well. Put them up. I'll put them on Facebook, and I'll be sharing these all over the place. But I want to bring to you tips and techniques, things that I have learned and things that I continue to learn different things to help your business growth, to help your personal growth. Because in all reality, it all starts with our personal growth. It all starts in, who we become, our habits, our daily habits. And in Og Mandino's book, he was talking about daily habits. Our habits are who we are. They're the things that are inside of us, the things that we become are based on our daily habits. You are who you become. You are the person that you continually do every single day. If you work all day, you're the type of person who probably will be successful. If you're a salesperson, you will be successful as long as you're learning the sales techniques that it takes to be a success. When you learn from people like Robert Hollis and Grant Cardone. Grant Cardone is one of the top salesmen in this country. And if you learn from him, you probably will be a success. You 10X your life, 10X your business, 10X your career, you'll be a success. And those are the types of things that I want to do. And the reason why is because Grant Cardone does it. Robert Hollis does it. Brian Crothers does it. They're on audio, they're on video, they're on, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk. He actually recommended this, Gary Vaynerchuk. The reason why I'm on here. But Gary Vaynerchuk is doing podcasts all day long. He does them all, well, I don't know about all day long, but all you know, every day he's on a podcast. I see him on my Facebook feed. I see him on my Instagram feed, which is actually where I found out about this. He's on my, you know, on my Twitter feed. He's on my different feeds where I'm seeing the podcast and I'm seeing the different things that he does. And that's the thing that you want to do when you're in business, especially. You want to be out in front of people. You want to be in front of people. You want to learn from these people because that's what they're doing. And if it works and it duplicates, if it's something that actually is happening, is actually what they're doing right now, and they are becoming successful because of it, then you want to go out and do it. You want to do exactly what they do. You want to follow, you want to mimic, you want to copy them. Ray Higdon does videos, he does video blogging. Guys, the fact of the matter is he's in front of everybody and he's doing it, and it's what he's doing, and what he does is working and is getting him known. I learned about Ray Higdon because of his blogs. I learned about Grant, well, I met Grant Cardone in LA 5 years ago or so, 6 years ago. I met Grant Cardone in LA, but I see him on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. I see him all over the place. That's what you want to do. You want to copy these guys who are successful, who are doing exactly what it takes to be a success, and you want to be 10Xing your life, your career, your business. That's what Grant Cardone does, and because he does it, that's what you should be doing too. You know, one of the things Robert Kiyosaki said, and I love this point about what he said too. He said, don't do what people say, do what they do. See, a lot of people are out there teaching people on how to be successful, but they're really doing something totally different because they don't want you to know their secrets. Some of the most successful people, Warren Buffett, Donald Trump, some of them, you want to watch what they do. You want to watch what those guys do. You don't always want to do what they say, you want to do what they do. I watch the news all the time and I listen to some of these guys and I'm like, wow, he said this. But then you watch what they do and they're totally different because they, you know, the mega rich, I'm talking about the mega rich. Robert Hollis does and says what he does. Grant Cardone does and says, you could watch and learn from him just because of what he says. But some of the mega rich, they're out there telling you what they want you to think they're doing, but they're not. They're doing the opposite. You want to do what they do, not what they say. And so that's what Robert Kiyosaki says. When I listened to that, I was like, wow, that's true, because I was watching the news one day and I was listening to what one of the mega rich people said, and it was completely opposite of what they were really doing. They were investing in a certain stock, and they were telling people to invest in, you know, to sell those stocks, and they were buying them. And then they would tell them to buy the stocks and they would sell them. They were, you know, it's, you know, the way they were getting, you know, getting you to do what they want you to do. But you want to follow what these guys are doing. You want to do what people are doing though. Okay. Don't just listen to what they say. Do what they do. All right. But go on, watch some of these guys, watch what they're doing, watch what they're saying, watch how they're reacting, watch how they're getting in front of people. Because the biggest key right now is social media. And if your business is not on social media, then you're going to be dominated. And like Grant Cardone says, don't be dominated, right? Dominate the marketplace, dominate the space. Don't run over people, but dominate the space. Be in front of people. beyond Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, all the social media sites. You want to be on every single one of them. And I know I've went on a tangent about a lot of different things here, but I want you to understand that those are the things that I'm going to be bringing to you right here on this podcast. I'm going to be putting it on, you know, a lot of my videos on YouTube. I'll be putting them on, you know, I've got some videos on YouTube, but I'm going to be doing a little more on YouTube. I'll be putting more on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, more on certain tips that I learned and tips that are working for me and my business. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is James R. Henry, and I'm the owner of Henry Tech. You guys have a wonderful day, and God bless.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.